It's the Fat Guy Radio swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Many different designs available in your favorite color. Order yours today at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Check back daily for new designs at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
This is the Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. Blaze. Is that a marijuana reference?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. And boy, oh boy, is the energy high.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got two down, two out of the three down. And this is a time where I am thankful to the little black baby Jesus that this show is virtual.
For real.
Because Doug, the D.A. Andrew, well, first off, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, servicing 750 million countries with 200 and something downloads worldwide.
Thank you so much for joining us. And those of you that are on our live stream, please feel free to comment and interact with the show. We do encourage interacting. This just isn't us talking into three microphones. It's you talking back. Not too much talk back now.
But unfortunately, I'm in charge of reading the comments. So sometimes you get read like in a week or two.
Well, now that we've broken down radio podcasting 101 for the streamers, we appreciate you joining us. But nevertheless, we have three gentlemen here on the show, and two of them are broken and need battery replacements. Now, first, I get a text message from DA at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Facts.
Knowing damn well that I don't even function before 4 p.m. And he sends a message saying, hey, this is literally in the text. You can hear the phlegm.
Yeah,
in
his messed up. Hey,
Corey, guys, death is near.
And of course, you know, I do the whole corporate thing and I'm like, hey, thanks for letting us know, man. Tea with lemon and honey.
And you said fresh lemon.
I did say fresh lemon because if I would have just told you tea with lemon and honey, you would do the thing, then go out and get the little yellow squeeze thing of lemon juice.
That's all I have.
Fresh lemons, brother.
Am I supposed to go to the store while sick, Corey?
Don't you hear all that's going on in the background of your house right now? Is there someone else there to kind of assist you? Or maybe Walmart delivers groceries? Yeah, yeah, you'll have to buy $35 worth of lemons, but you get it delivered.
This is a Home Depot segment. Calm down.
This is a Home Depot segment. This is the opening. There is no sponsor.
Yeah. Hey, 750 million countries worldwide.
But nevertheless, DA is down with some kind of cold, flu, phlegm, mucus, something going on.
I think it's just the cold, to be real with you. I got the chills, though. And it's like I'm sweating, but I'm cold.
DA, what I think it is proof of your inability to succeed. You have tried so passionately to get the COVID, you just can't do it.
I know. I've been looking at every pizza spot around town. I just can't get it. I've been riding in trucks with strangers all year, and I just can't get the COVID.
Oh, that's good. I got to give you the laugh track for that one.
Thank you, everybody. I'm paying attention half the night.
So, DA, you can't seem to get the COVID no matter how hard you try.
It's a damn shame, but you know what? I thank God for it. You know, maybe I'm not meant to get it. His will be done.
But you're trying to get it, and you just can't because, again, you lack passion.
Oh, so I'm not putting my back into it.
If you put as much passion and angst behind getting coronavirus as you do dodgeball coin, you would probably get the corona.
It's Dogecoin and SafeMoon.
Don't care.
That flipto currency.
I still got to change my Twitter handle to that.
I'm sure you do. Again, looking for the illusion of passion is what DA is going for. The illusion of passion. So DA, this is your fault. You keep getting the flu. You keep getting the cold. You keep getting the sniffles. But I know you really want that Rona and you can't really get that Rona.
But the look, all the cases are falling. It's hard to get it these days. Actually, my numbers job just texted and said, you know what? We're done doing the randoms. And if you get sick, you're out on your own. Basically, you got to get your own test. They're not going to pay for it anymore. And they're not going to give you any COVID sick leave.
See, D.A., D.T.A., we were talking about that literally almost before the show, because D.T.A. had connected at the normal time, even though he's also down bad. D.T.A. is also under the weather, ladies and gentlemen, where his wonderland of a body is just racked with pain and sickness.
Yeah. I'm exhausted.
No one's going to be able to hear him tonight because he is... You know what,
like, D.T.A.? Am I muted right now?
No, I totally started to send you one of the extra compressors to give you a boost, because D.A. literally just took all of his levels at home and turned them to max.
Because I knew I'm nasally, so I got to jack it up.
Yeah, D.T.A., give yourself a little bit more on that side. I don't have control of that. Wish I did, but hey, I don't.
And while he's turning dials, did you know that throat spray that you have, that you're supposed to spit it out?
Oh, that Vicks Chloraseptic?
Yo, I've been swallowing my whole life.
I've never used it.
Aw, man, you capping.
There are so many jokes lined up in this big brain now.
I've never used it.
Aw, that's cap. But, Corey, did you know you're supposed to spit it and not swallow?
I always swallow. I'm sorry that D.T.A. is not feeling well either tonight. I, ladies and gentlemen... feel okay.
Well, that's great for you, Corey.
Thanks, big dog. You better carry this show. You a renting mule tonight. You're hey, carrying DA, both of us.
When do I
made sense. And I guess when there's not a Laker game on.
So these mofos are down sick and watching the basketball game at the same time.
I did not say that.
But when you said it, your head immediately went to the side, meaning that you're looking at another monitor.
I'm looking at my levels, and I'm looking at the chat.
I'm not going to give you an abbreviated show for you to go rest up if you're not even going to pay attention to the show we're going to do.
I'm paying attention.
Yeah, thank you, D.T.A. That
and
makes,
I'm going to rewatch it.
That makes, no, you're not. That makes one... out of the two, I can get. I don't have a problem filling an hour. I don't have a problem filling an hour. I could do it. I could do it. I can. It'd be boring. It'd be boring as hell, but I could do it.
He fills up.
Nah, you got like at least five recipes.
I'm filling up this. You know what, DA? That's hurtful.
What?
Because you know the slam that I took online about people about the Corey in the kitchen segment.
I do not know the slam.
Oh, there was a slam on the Corey.
Fill me in. I want to slam you.
Well, it's not being as well received as I had hoped.
Well, it's hard to cook when you're going so fast.
I'm not. It's start and stop.
Look, nah, it doesn't really work that way.
And the recipe is up on the screen, and the recipe is posted to our book of faces.
No. I got something better. Let me give you some more work. What you should do is pre-record yourself making the chili, pre-record yourself.
That will give you some more work.
Just pre-record it and then chop it in the show.
Well,
chopped and screwed. You should do a piece of the recipe at each segment of the show.
Ooh, like scatter it like a recipe scavenger hunt.
I don't think having a recipe cliffhanger is something that people would. You know what? It would make people listen to the end of the show. Because then they're like, they'll be like, you know, if they bail out of the show in the middle, they'll be like, what do I do with this dough?
Exactly. Facts.
What do I?
Right.
But people aren't receiving it as well as I thought. So we're going to retool it for next month. So pay attention to that. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, I am here in the bright lights of Studio G in the beautiful downtown city of Glendale, Arizona, where you cannot discriminate against LGBTA people anymore, LGBTQL people anymore. They just passed that ordinance yesterday. So, when we open back up, all gay interns. That's what we're going for. Gay interns.
Wait, so you could discriminate against them before?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like how?
People, they could judge you you have to realize in the state of Arizona, when you don't go get a job or you don't qualify or they don't give you that place you want to live, They won't ever tell you it's because of your sexual orientation, the color of your skin. They'll use some reason that, you know, it's like, you know, availability isn't there, or your credit just isn't where it's supposed to be, or they'll make it very difficult and challenging to run you off. But the bottom line is that even though it's very hard to prove in the eye of the courts that it was because of your sexual orientation or the color of your skin that you didn't get something, unless they blatantly come out and say it, which some idiot companies do.
Yeah.
But in the state in the city of Glendale, they just passed an ordinance that bans it and makes it illegal, so that if you are able to prove it in the eye of the courts, then it's very bad for the company.
Yeah, but which is hard because, again, how do you prove it?
Very difficult to do. Very difficult to say that I didn't get that job or I didn't get that apartment or I didn't get that house because of my sexual orientation. It's very difficult to do. Mesa, city of Mesa, our enemies to the east, I mean, our friends to the east, they passed a certain ordinance a couple of months ago along the same thing, and Glendale just fell in suit with that. Man, this opening of the show is all over the place. But that's what we do when two of the three hosts are down with the sickness.
Carrie,
I didn't
Corey.
Even know we were still in the opening. I thought we were already in the show now.
I didn't even know we went live.
This is going to be a great show, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around!
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America. You want to laugh? How about you get done with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He's bougie, yeah. And we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA, he's lazy. And little D, yo, he's crazy. Put them together, they are fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. That's run it. Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast, ho. Boom, let's go.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
My co-host, Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And I am your host, Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. Use hashtag FatGuyRadioShow, all one word. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And hey, have you stopped by the swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store? I encourage you to do so, because coming up for the month of June, we will be releasing a special edition Pride shirt. A gay Pride shirt will be in the swag merch store. I worked on this design with other members of the LGBTQ community.
Other
members of the LGBTQ community, from in Dallas, Texas to Scottsdale, Arizona. I have gotten their input. They have worked with me on this, and we want to do this to show our support of Pride Month in the month of June. And I saw what you were trying to insinuate there, Doug, the DA, Andrew.
You said other members. That means
members,
you're a member.
You know what? I will claim them, because you know what? I have some very good people that I know that are part of the LGBT community.
Don't discriminate.
And we don't discriminate here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Come on. Come on.
And come.
So swing by the Fat Guy Radio Show store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. That shirt, I believe, will be dropping either tomorrow, Friday, or Saturday. I'm not sure, but it's pretty cool. I think I may have a proof of it in my phone. Hey. I'll see if I can pull it up real quick and give you a firsthand glimpse of it. Because we are, this is a really bad picture, but because we are a radio show, it's the Pride colors in wave format on the shirt with the word Pride.
That's unique.
Yeah, so it's the Pride colors and the waveform, audio waveform, because we are an audio medium. So there you go. Look for that shirt to drop very soon. What the pricing on that will be, I know not just yet. But I want to thank the individuals that helped me with that design. But there's also more. If Pride support isn't your bag, don't worry about it. There are other things available in the Fat Guy Radio Show swag store. Also now, lunch tote. You can take, now that everybody's going back to the office real soon, you're going to need a new lunch tote. You can now have a lunch tote with our logo on the side of it, and that'd be a great way to spread the word of Fat Guy Radio Show. Available now on Fat Guy Radio Show swag store. Click on accessories. We're releasing a whole lot of new accessories. There's hats out there now. Everything's back in stock. Hats, nice. New lunch tote where you can carry it around, and duffel bags. So many people are getting ready to travel again. You're going to need yourself a duffel bag. What better way to travel? I don't know what a gym is. What better way to travel but with a Fat Guy Radio Show duffel bag available also in the swag store. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're putting it out there, folks. All we need is for you to go out and grab one for yourself. Grab 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them and then distribute them amongst your family at tea parties. Nevertheless, FatGuyRadioShow.com/store is where you get started. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. All right, that was a 25-minute commercial for the swag merch store. Speaking of ordering things online, boys, my pain, and you know what? Honestly, folks, right here at the front, we may do a 3-segment show today. The boys are down bad, hurt. And I appreciate them, you know, with their blankies and snuggies.
And we know you're trying to watch that Suns game. You're not slick, Corey.
I'm not actually trying to watch the Suns game because I actually, as soon as I'm done here in the studio, I have to beat Cheeks out of here to go do something for my little brother.
Aww.
Because he's doing everything he can to systematically ruin my life.
Hey.
But he's my little brother and I love him. And I do it for him because, you know, if I don't do it, no one will.
Yeah.
You know,
and
what
that's
I mean?
Sweet. You have a big heart.
I do have a big heart. My heart's as big as my ass.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. But nevertheless, so we may have an abbreviated show for you. I apologize for that. We'll make it up next week when the boys are back at full fledged. If they are back, you know, then we'll push them hard and maybe
we'll do a double.
I love it hard.
I don't know about I do, too. I don't know about that double thing. But nevertheless, boys, so my pain is your gain. Of course. And you know what? I've gotten into this habit of show and tell. When I get things in my life that I could bring to the show and show you.
Like a UV light.
Show me and tell me
that you feel the same way. I didn't know where you were going with that. I thought you were going another way with that song.
Oh, probably. And I just stepped on it. It's fine.
That's okay. Because that's what you do. You step on it.
Show and tell is a game we play.
When I wanna be so anyway, so show and tell. boys, I'm going to show you my underwear.
Hey.
Oh, did you finally get the same one as me with the balls?
No, I didn't.
Aw.
Ball sack pocket.
This is why this is so stupidly funny to me. I ordered underwear from one of our lovely, lovely, lovely partners. Walmart. And the way that they're packaged just made it seem like these are some big ass Fruit of the Loomers. Because when men normally get packaged underwear, they're what? They're rolled up and balled up and they're like in this little short package, you know, and you really can't tell the size because they're all rolled up the same way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, this particular package, they didn't come rolled up.
How'd they come?
They came a little sprayed out, a little flat.
Okay. But I've seen those two and layered on top of each other.
Yeah, but dude, the way it looks, though, looks like my ass is huge.
Well, your ass is kind of huge.
I mean, he's an ass.
Whoa, yeah, that's like a comforter. That's like a comforter bag.
It looks like a bedding bag of draws.
It does.
Corey ordered a bed in the bag for his ass.
Yeah. Freaking pillow draws.
His ass in a bag.
It's like the size of a pillow. These are my normal size underwears.
Let me guess, 54.
No, they don't put numbers. It's a.
They have numbers.
No, it's a XL. I wear XL under drills.
That is the biggest lie I've ever heard, and I just watched the Joe Biden speech.
It says right there, if it focuses, it says XL, MF-er.
Oh, hell nah.
Okay, now you see my point. This looks like a freaking throw pillow on your grandma's couch.
Yeah, those look like a 4XL.
Yeah.
I don't wear my underwear that big because I need my underwear to keep what little I have in place.
And if your underwear is too big, then everything sags.
What'd you say, DT?
Is that a 62 pack?
Okay, yeah. it's I think it's 7.
Oh, that's a lot. How much was that?
Or 10? I think it might be 10. I don't know.
It tells you on the back.
Petco on the back?
I think it says 16 pack.
It doesn't say Petco. It says Eco Petco. Packaging, not Petco. Petco.
You got the Econo size?
No, hippo accessories at Petco.
But it says...
hippo accessories.
You literally just said hippo accessories. DT, I know you're down bad, but you're going to have to capture some of these, baby boy.
I know he ain't wrote a damn thing.
Oh, it's only 7.
Yeah, that ain't bad. But how much did they cost?
I don't remember.
Like, because men draws are expensive. Like a 3-pack is about $20.
I think this was maybe $30-something.
AK-47 said that's a California king size ass.
Wow. California king size ass.
AK-47, you supposed to be my friend. You supposed to be my friend. That's dude, have you this? Okay, again, my pain is your entertainment. This is a pillow size draws. This is
they're only XL. That's not too bad.
But look at how they're packaged, though, man. Yeah, it looks like I ordered what I pulled. And the box that they came, the big-ass Walmart box it came in, sitting outside my front door, I looked down, I said, man, what did I order, a radiator? And then I open up the box, and these bloomers come out, and they're massive.
Bloomers.
Would you not think that this is a little... overkill.
It's a little too much, especially XL. Again, I didn't think those were XLs.
They're XLs, bro. That's just the way that they're displayed out in there. And normally they're rolled up and they're in tight packaging, but I've never ordered a 7. Oh,
well, it's because of the Econo packaging.
I think maybe, do you think that this is a combination of all those loose underwears that be on the shelf that they just packaged up and put?
Could be. Then you get a real plastic bag. They gave you an eco bag and stuff.
It's sealed, though. I haven't opened it yet because I saw these and I immediately said, you know what? This has got to go to the show. I threw it in the trunk of my car and I had to bring it in.
But now, my question is, those folded in half?
I don't think they're folded at all, but they...
No, yeah, those are just filleted.
It's a bag of filleted draws. It's literally... Dude, come on!
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
I'm going to wear the hell out of them, though. My ass is not this wide. It's wider.
You're going to stretch comfy. The hell out of them.
They look comfy.
I'm going to wear them till they're one string in a bag, I'm telling you. But I have to get me some new...
You're going to wear the bag, too.
But, okay. But, yeah, this is what I got for show and tell.
I didn't bring anything. I got my passport, but I know how well that went last time.
I have gum.
Thank you. Well. I'm glad you. Yeah. Don't laugh. Well, you're supposed to laugh, but then I don't want you to laugh. Because when you laugh, you die, and I don't want you to die here on the show.
It wouldn't be a bad way to go.
It would be great for ratings.
Uh huh.
But I wouldn't want you. I wouldn't definitely want you to die. Okay, so let's take a quick break right here. On my clock, it says we're at 25 DT. So we're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. And then on the other side of this, I will explain to you, show you some other more of my draws, how you probably can already see it, where our studio is starting to slowly fall apart. We'll tell you all about it right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. You're watching FatGuyRadioShow.com live. We'll be right back after this.
Corey, you know, I do my makeup every single show day on Thursdays, but people won't see us if they don't know where to go. They can go to YouTube,
and like, comment, and subscribe to my beautiful face.
It's not just your face. It's all of our faces. My face is there. D-Tay's face is there. Little D's face is sometimes there.
Well, sometimes, yeah, he's on that N-word time.
But you're absolutely right, D-A. We go through a lot to look good on our live stream. So we like to invite everyone to catch us out on our live stream. And the one greatest thing about the live stream is that people can interact with us.
I mean, they can comment live time and then they'll be on the show
and become part of the show.
Can I say like, comment, and subscribe again?
Say like, comment, and subscribe again.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Again.
Again.
Our show streams live on Facebook on Thursdays at 7 p.m. And then you can watch us the next day on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fatguyradioshow. It's amazing. Only thing about that on YouTube the next day, you can comment, but it won't be on the show.
I mean, but we'll see it because we watch me all the time on the playbacks.
Well, I'm on the show too, dear.
I usually skip forward.
Where do you think AK-47, Lady K, Martha Moo, and all those guys and gals get their fame from?
Me?
No commenting on our live stream, dear.
Oh, on live on Bookface.
Live on Facebook, Thursdays at 7 p.m.
What time again?
7
p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
I'll see you there, maybe.
You have to be there, D.A. You're part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, this ain't Afterburn.
No, that was the last commercial.
Oh.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, everywhere. This portion of the show is brought to you by the aforementioned Walmart. Big summer savings at Walmart. Get more for less with rollbacks and low, low prices. Check out the spotlight savings on electronics, patio and garden, toys, home, camping, auto, baby, and more. Shop today and save. We all shop Walmart. As you can see, I do. You can get yourself a pack of these sprayed out, flat out, flation out draws if you want. And when I ordered these, I started at fatguyradioshow.com. And we thank you for doing so. Okay, well, as the boys are falling apart, so is our studio. And for those of you that are watching us on live stream, you're probably noticing this big, huge white void over my shoulder. That's where our on-air light used to hang.
Dang.
It's a day for YouTube, folks. So this is actually D-Tay's on-air light. And yep. I stole it from when I went to his apartment three places ago. The one and only time I've been invited to anywhere he's ever lived. And when I was there, I stole this. And it lights up, but it doesn't because the batteries fell out of it as I try to switch the button. But how this fell off the wall is that I was sitting here. After we did our photo shoot on Saturday, I came back here to the studio because I needed to finish up some stuff because we had also taped our Afterburn episode before we did the photo shoot. So I wanted to come here and double check and make sure that some things were set. So I'm sitting here and I'm working and the computer was rendering something. So I was like into my phone or I was looking at Twitch on my laptop while something was rendering. And this thing comes crashing down off the spot behind me. You want to talk about every orifice of my body reacting at one time? You should have been here for that.
Yeah, he probably seized up.
I think I glitched. I really think I glitched when this. I mean, I felt like Helen's testimony.
Were you the only one in the studio?
I was the only one here. Yeah. It was a Saturday night. Nobody was in the building. And this sucker comes. And not only did this fall off, but if you can notice the dust on the top of it, this had the cowbell on top of it. It had a can of beans from England on top of it. It had
the big spotted beans.
Yeah, it had a candy from Halloween 4 years ago that D-Tay wants to leave up here because he wants to see if it's going to decay at all. D-Tay, that thing is as fresh today as it was 4 years ago.
Bet it is. Who threw that up there?
I don't know. I think it was just stuff, moments from shows that we just started.
One of us tossed it to each other and then it landed on top of it. And we're like, let's just leave it there.
Yeah, it was something like that, but it was up there, and then we had the Biden-Harris sticker was up there at one point. So all of that came down, too, right behind me onto the floor, along with this big old huge wood and plastic light-filled sign it came crashing down off the freaking floor, and I glitched. I seized up. I thought I saw Baby Yoda floating in the air telling me to come towards the light.
His name is Grogu.
I don't care. This scared the crap out of me. And you know what? I said, instead of me fixing this in OCD, and because DA, I'm trying to take a page out of your book. I'm trying to get Ghettoer. You know, I'm trying
it's more
to
fun.
Get it. It is more fun. You know, Ghettoer is more fun. Wendy Williams has a beautiful career being Ghettoer.
Yeah. Like, I just ate Cheez-Its and animal crackers for dinner.
And that's going to be do very well for your digestive system that is currently trying to fight off whatever virus you sucked up your nose.
Man, F my digestive system.
Yeah, I'm sure your digestive system feels the same way. Nevertheless, that sign fell off the freaking wall, scared the bejesus out of me. I thought I was white before. I'm really white now. And now, boys, as it comes full circle, after that fell off the wall, now you know why I needed some new draws.
Oh, you
I set it up, didn't I?
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you very much. It was absolutely, absolutely beautiful. But nevertheless, we are falling apart for your amusement, and that's what we do. See, we just break down the fourth wall. We real peepers. Yep. Stuff falls off the wall. That thing's been up there, DT, for how long? We remodeled this, redecorated this studio, what, 6 years ago, maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
And that thing's been up there ever since, and it just decided, you know what? I don't want to hang out with y'all no more.
How was it? Up there, like 3M strips?
Yeah. Because, you know, we can't put holes in these stupid walls.
Can't put holes in what's already holy.
I mean, this studio is holy ground.
Yeah, it smells, too.
Yeah, it smells a whole lot better now.
Well, I haven't been there.
Because you haven't been in here firing off
farts. Stepped on it.
Firing off farts into this freaking...
Uh-oh. I told you I was feeling a little COVID-y before I seen you the other day.
You know what? That's not even funny.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you right now, there are snipers outside every last one of your homes and places of business. Where if I go down with the Rona because of you, Rubes, y'all coming with me. Only thing is, my chances of coming back are higher than yours.
Jesus?
Some people call me that.
Nobody calls you Jesus.
Yes, they do.
Is anybody else cold?
No, I'm perfectly fine.
But I'm hot at the same time.
Yeah, you are. Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, that fell off the... off the wall, scared the crap out of me.
It's Michael Jackson.
So
off the wall.
I see what you did there. It's slow, but you got it. You got it in there.
One of his better CDs.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm working so hard right now, boys. I'm telling you.
You look like it.
I am. I'm batting 3,000. I don't want no critical tweets about this damn show. Y'all lucky. They here.
Well, you're not doing your Corey in the kitchen, so we should be good.
You can lick all of my flat ass.
Which part of the recipe is that?
In the kitchen and our listeners are leaving. I'm sorry.
That's so funny because it's... True.
Yeah. And it's funny because that's your golden boy. And
No, listen. Okay. So the Corey in the kitchen thing. Look, people. When you don't interact with the show on a normal basis, and I've said this before, I feel like I'm preaching the same sermon over and over, like I'm one of those old black preachers with a rundown, beat up old dust floored church in South Phoenix.
Well, preach, preacher.
When you don't comment on the show or interact with the show on a normal basis. Yes, we read your comments. Yes, we read your emails, but we don't normally give you too much credence because you just what we call a pop complainer.
Ooh.
You pop in, you complain, and then you pop out.
Losers.
Now, if you are an AK-47 or you are a Lady K or you are a Martha Moo or you are a Joy Washington or you are a Chris, and you are someone that has interacted with the show for a considerable amount of time and you interact with us. And if you definitely are an Afterburn subscriber, we hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a pop complainer, we really don't listen. And then you don't complain twice when you see that we read your message and then we didn't respond to it. Because when you send us a message, folks, the first thing that I do is I go and I look at our statistics. Mm. I go and I look and see who's following us. How long have you been following us? Have you left any comments? Have you interacted with us before? And if all of that comes back with a big fat goose egg, or if the only previous interactions that I hear from you are all complaints and they're 5 months apart, I'm not going to take anything you have to say seriously.
We ain't going to give a damn.
No, you got to build some traction before you come trying to have some action.
Tell us we're pretty, then say Corey's recipes suck.
No, my recipes don't suck. They were just like, and it was a couple of people, but they said that it was, you know, it was just so long and they want to hear more fart jokes.
My question is, when, like, get the words together, Daniel.
We'll give you a minute.
Go, DT, I believe.
Corey is doing a whole cooking show in about a 5 to 10 minute segment.
Yes.
There are whole hour shows dedicated to one dish on the Food Network.
Very true.
How long is 5 to 10 minutes? It's not really that long. We do an hour and 15 minute show, and he does less than 1/8 of a freaking segment.
So is the issue how long is it, how long the segment is, or how bad the recipes are?
The recipe, well, it's not the bad that the recipes aren't bad. No one said anything about the recipes.
Oh, I'm saying that now.
I thank you very much, DA. We filed your complaint, and you know where we put it.
Hey, this is radio.
Not TV. This is this DT, you bring up a very valid point. Some think it's too long. Some think it's too fast.
Huh?
I'm caught in between a rock and a hard place. Like when I'm like taking a picture bending over in the middle of a mountain.
And then I'm ramming you.
There's a rock and a hard place behind me. That's an inside joke, folks. As soon as the pictures come out, I'll explain. But nevertheless, people say that it's too long. And then other people were saying that it's too fast, where they can't follow it, because they're trying the recipes. Now, I appreciate the people saying it's too fast, because that means that people are actually trying the recipes.
Engagement.
Yeah, they're actually trying the recipes, because I'm not just giving you recipes, folks. I'm also giving you tips along with the recipe. You know what I'm saying? It's a full event. You know what I'm saying?
But that's how I can see it's too fast, though, from people saying, okay, let me take a screenshot of everything, get all the recipies, and then follow along. Like, well, you said, you can hit play and pause, but it's not the same.
But what I do when I want to try a recipe that I've seen off of the network of the food is that I will watch the video and read the recipe, study the video, write down any notes from the video for techniques and stuff that I want that in order to pull the recipe off. And then I'll go into the kitchen and do it. So I don't have to bring the recipe or I don't have to bring my laptop or iPad with me into the kitchen.
But see, the thing is, in those cooking shows, they walk you through everything that they're doing, and then they whip the ready dish out of the stove when they're done walking you through. That's so they're putting the dish in the stove that you've seen them create, and then they're pulling out, oh yeah, I did this already 40 minutes ago. Here it is.
There's some TV magic that happens. Mm-hmm. But DT's, like DT said, I'm doing a freaking, you know, what should be an hour-long television show, and I'm cramming it into your face in 10, 15. I don't know. And then one person was like, "What is cooking, a cooking segment good for radio?" That's the whole idea, folks. We are groundbreaking here. No one else is doing a cooking segment in the middle of a radio show.
We buck the system. What is the system?
That's the whole idea. Our name is unconventional. People still get offended by the title of the name. And if I have to answer another explanation, if I have to explain the title of the name one more damn time.
Somebody, shallow.
We get it all the time where somebody says, that show, but I don't want to offend anybody. It's in the title of the show. You can't offend us.
Yeah, you rubes.
But yeah, dude,
you don't get offended.
So we're going to tweak it up. Corey in the kitchen segment for next week, hopefully. DT is down sick, so there's absolutely nothing he can do to assist. Because, you know, when he gets sick, he goes into a 4-week hiatus. But yeah, I was going to throw him in a hazmat suit and throw a camera over his shoulder and film some segments in my kitchen. Now that's not happening. Hello, I'll have to use my other tripod.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh. Wrong button. Wrong button. Right place. Droid. Wrong button. But the Corey in the Kitchen segment, it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere until I run out of stuff to put on it. But there's always something. So next week, if we get to it, it will not be a recipe. It will be kitchen tips and hacks.
Ooh, ramekins incoming.
I'm thinking, you know, tips and hacks in the kitchen. I like that. You know what I'm
saying? I like
that
because I can use some tips. Like, how do you really scramble a good egg? Do you add water to the yolk?
I have a very good way to scramble an egg. It's a secret. I won't tell you until next week. Ooh. But I know how to get the perfect scrambled egg. I will give you this. I'll front sell it. Eggs are meant to be yellow.
So you put mustard in it.
Not white and yellow.
I don't get it.
Next week on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Oh, he dumps out the egg white.
I don't dump out the egg white, you boob. Where are we at? We got a few minutes here. All right, so speaking of kitchen.
Is that the right one?
That's the right one.
Just making sure.
You will not believe what I cooked myself for lunch today.
BLT.
No, it is literally what I classify as a... Oh, I need to order. I'll put some bacon on my Walmart grocery order because I need new groceries. And when you find out when I tell you what I ate today, this is because I haven't put a grocery order in yet.
Oh, he ate cereal.
I call nope.
Cucumber and tomato soup.
Nope, because my milk went bad. Oh. So I had no cereal.
Put a little water in it.
It won't hurt.
No, I'm not putting water in my cereal. I am not. I will go into the QT again and grab milk before I put water in the cereal.
Oh, yeah, you did do that.
I did do that. And
all traumatized.
I still am traumatized from that, DA. Now I'm traumatized that I was with you two rubes just about 5 days ago, and both of you are now got the thermometers up your noses.
You should be. I can't taste anything.
Oh, man. But you're never going to get COVID because you're just not an overcomer. Nevertheless, I had a kitchen sink lunch is what I call it. A kitchen sink lunch.
Like you made it in the sink?
No, it was a
cop. Ate it over the sink.
Were you there?
No, I just imagine you eating food off your belly like an otter.
I don't float anymore.
Oh.
So I basically took three side dishes, piled them on a plate.
Made it one main dish.
Made it one main dish. I am not proud of this, but you know what? I enjoyed it, and it was very satisfying.
Uh-oh. What did you have?
Okay, so earlier in the pandemic, I mentioned that I had this love of instant mashed potatoes, the mashed potatoes in the box. You remember that conversation?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, so I had instant mashed potatoes in the box that I had butter and garlic and a little bit of chili powder too. And then... I'm so not proud of this whatsoever. This is so cringe. I had a leftover box of stovetop stuffing.
Okay.
That sounds good.
So I dropped the stovetop stuffing, you know, a cup and a half of water, 4 tablespoons of butter, and boom, bam, stovetop cornbread stuffing.
Which is delicious.
And then one of those steamer bags of peas.
Hey, you got some veggies too?
So I literally on my plate had a pile of mashed potatoes, stovetop stuffing, and peas.
That's what's that up.
And then I sprinkled a little bit of, see, because we're all men. Men will eat like this.
Like you don't need meat with every dish.
No. I've been trying to stay off meat.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
I got to take the time to get to it. I've been trying to stay off meat. But I thought this was everybody went into a coma right there in that moment. I thought this was the most disjointed meal for me being Corey Blaze. And no, DA, I did not serve it to myself in a ramekin.
That's too much food for a ramekin.
Yeah, but it was literally mashed potatoes.
The casserole dish.
Mashed potatoes. Stovetop stuffing, cornbread, stovetop stuffing, and those steamer bags of peas that you put in the microwave for 5 minutes. And I had maybe two slices of bread with it.
Damn, that's a lot of starch, though.
It was starch to hell. It was carb. You
probably fell right asleep.
Carb. No, I've been fine. I've been doing jumping jacks and everything. Alive, well, I had a bite of cake, went out and saw the sun. You can't hit the button from there because your finger got COVID on it. But the thing is that I, it works for G-Pay somehow. I don't know how that happened.
Because his finger is straight up your booty, and then it controls your body like a mannequin.
Are you? It's not a mannequin.
It's a marionette.
It's a marionette.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's a marionette.
Nevertheless, mashed potatoes, stovetop stuffing, and peas.
That sounds like a good dinner.
It sounds like Thanksgiving just without the turkey.
Yeah.
I didn't have any gravy, though.
You don't need gravy.
And I didn't have a can of cranberry sauce.
But that's some dry ass stuffing.
No, my stuffing was wet.
I think it's moist.
Oh, well, as DA goes into his coma, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll come back with one more final little segment here as I give the boys a little bit of a break, and we have to get Home Depot in. We'll sacrifice Afterburn. But ladies and gentlemen, stick around for the final segment of Fat Guy Radio Show right after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com, baby!
Yeah.
Damn it, DA, put your pants back on for the love of everything holy.
I don't need to. You want to know why? Because this is Afterburn, bitch.
Dude, it's just a commercial. We're just talking about it. You don't have to get in full regale or out of full regale.
But how else am I going to show you that I can make it slap on both thighs?
You make it slap on both thighs when we're on the show. This is just a commercial for Afterburn to invite everybody to go subscribe so that they can hear more of this and possibly see your ability to slap it on both thighs.
Watch Thursday's show. Can't see me tucking in between my thighs either. Look, I got a little camel toe.
Oh my God, nobody wants to see that.
Then why are you still looking, Corey?
Put that away.
Never. I'm going to rub it on everything and give it salmonella.
This is why people subscribe to Afterburn for the audio and subscribe to Afterburn for the video. $3 to hear it, $8 to see it. And Lord knows, between UDA and my little brother, DJ Little D, God knows what you'll see on Afterburn. Here's the interesting question, though.
What's interesting about it?
The one that should be naked is the one that's never naked.
You.
DT.
Nah, you little mocha cub.
You need to put your pants back on, and everyone listening needs to go subscribe to Afterburn so that DA can take his pants back off. You see the circle of life here? Are you seeing the circle of life?
Watch this, Corey.
Oh, God, you go! Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. This commercial needs to be over. It needs to be over right now.
Smell the mic.
I can smell the slapping.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Shoddy Whoa, Whoa, Whoa. Ready, set, summer. Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Home Depot are happening now. Get 10% off home decor and furniture using promo code MEMORIAL10 at checkout. Take advantage of these deals and more through the Home Depot banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're just joining us on our live stream, you're probably going to think that this is the shortest podcast radio show you've ever heard in your life. But nevertheless, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Doug the DA Andrew right there.
Hello.
And our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
The reason for the abbreviated show. Did you write a new Afterburn spot for today?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, then I don't feel bad about skipping it. The reason why there's an abbreviated show is because the boys...
We're dying!
The boys are down bad. DA hasn't realized that everything he says goes right into our brains through our ears, but that's okay. Nevertheless, we will move forward.
Oh, aren't you smart, science guy?
Well, DA, as we do, you know, we'll end the show with an impromptu
Pick Your Poison?
No, no. Oh, God, no, I have
Pick Your Poison PTSD.
Man, no, you know what? Let's see if I could bring this together here for a quick second. Probably not going to be able to do it, but I'm going to try. You know what? I pulled it off. And impromptu, I'm going to take a page out of DA's book. And impromptu, Phoenix popping.
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up? What's up?
What's up, Phoenix? What's up, Phoenix? Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
Phoenix police arrest 47 in undercover Phoenix massage parlor prostitution string.
Ah, which one? I've been looking.
Phoenix police arrested 47 people under suspicion of soliciting prostitution during a recent undercover sting operation at an illicit massage parlor, according to a statement released today. This is literally breaking news. Undercover detectives posted advertisements online regarding an illicit massage parlor and said 47 people solicited or brokered deals for various sex acts. The suspects range in age from 22 years old to 75 years old.
Robert Kraft.
Of those, 43 were arrested and booked in the jail on charges of soliciting prostitution, and four others were cited. 47 people. And what Arizona is so good at is that when they post stories like this, they give you a collage of their mugshots.
Hey.
So you
see a couple blacks.
You get, yep, there's some chocolate in there. There they are. There they are. There's, I counted four chacos.
Yeah, one, two, yeah.
Four chacos in there, in this prostitution sting.
Which ain't bad for, 47 people.
Now, here's the question, though. Isn't that a little bit of a, bait and switch type of thing where they baited these people into... I mean, if you see a sex ad on TV or on the web, Craigslist, you're going to hit it up. And if it's a massage parlor, you're willing to pay for it.
No, 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 Corey.
You don't think it's entrapment?
Because it's illegal. So entrapment is like, hey, dude, I got these guns and babies here. You can buy some guns and kill these babies. Like, that's entrapment, running up on somebody on the street like that, like leading them into it. But you have to let the person come up and say, hey, you got any guns and any babies that I can kill? That's legal.
So it's not entrapment that they set this sting up where they preyed on. I mean, these men were probably in the same boat that a lot of people are in. And I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but I'm just trying to think it's a little hinky. The timing to me just kind of seems a little off. You know, I always take a different approach to these types of things. Yeah. You got a pandemic. You got the street walkers wearing masks. You can't tell if they look good. So when you see an ad online saying that there's a massage parlor that is offering complete massages, why wouldn't you go and drop $200 on that so you can get yourself a nice little evening and then you can go home?
Because that's obviously a sting.
You don't think that Aaron Phoenix has some massage parlors that really take you into the back room and they give you the old slip and tug?
They do, and I don't know which ones because Backpage got shut down. However, however, they're not saying, hey, come get a tug and a massage. Like, it's more discreet.
Yeah, it's just more of a, hey, come get a massage.
Right, so when the guys showed up, they were probably hoping to get a massage with a little on the side.
Nah, bruh. It's like bait car. Bait car, if bait car is not entrapment, posting, getting a tug after a massage is not entrapment.
But these guys, but here's my argument.
But how's bait car not entrapment?
Because nobody's telling the guys to come over and steal it. It's just sitting there.
So what's again, entrapment? Like, entrapment is when, because I believe entrapment is when you set something up and you basically set them up to fail.
The action of tricking someone into committing a crime in order to secure their prosecution. So, like, literally, you're alley-ooping them. Hey,
guy, buy this gun from me. Why don't you? Oh, I'm a cop.
That's what I'm saying. They're alley-ooping the fact that, hey, there's a massage parlor where you can get an old finishing tug. And if you're interested, come check it out.
It's like a cop posing as a prostitute on the street. Like, okay, he's a cop. He's not saying, hey, guy, come over here and have sex with me. Or come over here and pay for it. They're just posing, hey, I'm just a cop out here dressed like a prostitute. And this guy came up and solicited me.
That's not tricking?
That's not tricking at all. It's not tricking if you got it.
How is that not tricking?
Because if you are a cop and you're posing, you're posing as a prostitute, then you aren't who you say you are. I'm not gonna go up to a cop and ask him for sex.
Right. Not sober.
But I'm gonna go up to a prostitute
and ask for sex.
So if you're dressed as a prostitute, like they literally set up a whole massage parlor and literally said, "Hey, this is a sex for hire massage parlor. You guys come here and you can have sex." So they already said, hey, we're setting up this illegal business and we're going to arrest all these people that we just set up.
And again, they're dumb as hell for falling for that.
Oh, definitely. But that is entrapment.
But it's but the timing of it in at the tail end of a pandemic where dudes are like their balls are real. They're as blue as the back wall in the studio are now. And they see an ad that says, hey, come to this massage parlor for a finishing act. Hell yeah. If I would have saw this ad, I probably would have been up in the front with the mask on.
They need a pocket pee, but still, I don't think it's entrapment because, again, nobody told them or alley-ooped it. Think of it as an alley-oop. They're placing it right in front of their face.
They alley-ooped it with the ad.
Nah, but you still have to act on it.
Because these places don't normally advertise. It's word of mouth. Go around the Tang Wong Wong's massage parlor.
There's codes, though. There's codes that you know that they offer it and you can ask for it.
I'm looking at these dudes' faces and I'm like, these dudes, what's the phrase that DT uses for me all the time? These guys are just down bad. They're just down bad and, yeah. You know, maybe the hub of the torn isn't doing it for them anymore. They wanted some live action because looking at some of these mug shots, these guys probably wouldn't have been able to pull anything off the street. And they probably all look like they're COVID survivors.
Well, that's cold.
What? I'm sorry. That was a brutal layoff. I shouldn't have said that. But I think it's a little level of entrapment to trap these horn dog dudes into walking into the massage parlor. And soon as they close the deal or exchange some money or book the appointment, they get, you know, they get handcuffed into the hoose cow and whatnot.
I'm not gonna lie, they do look down bad.
They look horribly down bad. The dudes were just they were just some squirrels trying to. I can't say it. They're just a squirrel out there trying to do what squirrels do. You know, what I'm saying?
That brother kind of looked like you, Corey, at the bottom.
Hey, don't worry about that, DA.
Corey. Corey, that's your nose.
Hey, let me tell you something, DA. I'm a grown ass man, dog. I got to get what I got to get. Besides, I don't go to massage parlors. Massage parlors come to me.
Smart. And see, they have the in call. They call it in call. They go to you. And I don't think you could get entrapment like that because then you got to ask, are you a cop?
Well, you're supposed to ask if they a cop when you pull over to the side of the road, right?
Or these horn dogs didn't.
Or when you pull over to the side of the road, because now prostitution is starting to come back as pandemic restrictions are being lifted. When you pull over to the side of the road, boys, fellas, single men, or some frustrated married men, don't go for the hot one. Don't go for the good looking one. Don't go for the one that looks like the woman of your dreams. That's a cop.
Yep.
That's you got to go for the one that's snotting all over herself and picking up every little itty bitty little dirt piece on the ground. Yep. That's the one you want to bang. Don't go for the pretty one that's standing up there making eye contact with you. A true prostitute don't make eye contact.
Nah. And then she got to have cigarette burns on her too.
She got to have some cigarette burns and some scars.
She got to look like she's been beat with a sack of nickels in a bad way.
If she have one eye, that's a win.
And that's another hole, another orifice.
Another orifice. Don't go for the pretty prostitutions. As California prepares to reopen next month in June, don't go for the pretty ones. Those are UCs, undercover cops. Go yep. for the ones that's got, you know, a short leg, a limp, one that looked like she just got hit by a truck. That's yep. the one you want to go for. You know what I mean? And if the prices go in excess of $75 on the street, if you're not in Vegas, don't pay them. Don't pay those. There is no such thing as surcharge in prostitution.
Nah.
You know, if I pick you up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, your prices should be the same as 3 o'clock in the morning.
Facts.
It's a pandemic.
People. Yeah.
This is horrible. I feel bad for those dudes. I do. I feel bad for those guys.
I know. And then what were they doing? Did they all get caught at the same one?
Yeah, I think it was all one massage parlor.
So they arrested 47 dudes in one day. You didn't notice the cop leaving as you pulled up?
I don't think it was one day. I think it was probably over a period of time. And here's the thing. After the first dude got arrested while he was getting questioned by the cops, he should have been tweeting out, don't go to this massage parlor. It's Facts. A trap.
Facts, because those dudes look like they have Twitter.
But I'm pretty sure none of their faces are on their Twitter.
Have you ever had a little tug, Corey?
At a massage parlor?
Yeah.
No.
I like that delay.
No,
yeah.
DA, what I got, dude? Come on, you know I'm not whipping that thing out in public. Are you insane?
That's not public if you're in a room with a towel.
Everybody doesn't walk around with a massage with a magnifying glass, DA.
That's true.
Yeah.
See?
I got a microscope in my back pocket.
Yeah. So DA is the only one that I can whip it out for because he's the only one that can see it. Look, DA, even in your depleted condition, you still managed to hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'm glad. Hey, I used to walk around with a magnifying glass because I used to like starting fires with the sun.
We didn't you start are, the fire.
You are a special ghetto. You do realize that, right? You are a special form.
My dad showed me how to do it when I was younger, just in case I was lost in the desert with the magnifying glass.
No, just in case your dad wanted to leave your little ass in the desert with a magnifying glass.
Here's how you survive, boy. What's the cactus?
Here's how you get. You see that prickly pear cactus over there? You get them fruits for free instead of paying $19.99 for a jar of prickly pear jelly in Tucson. You can get it for free out there. Roast it with your cactus.
You know, and people really eat cactus, too.
Oh, yeah, I've had cactus.
I'm sure you have.
Dude, the prickly pear cacti, prickly pear, no, what is it called?
Somebody's tweeting, I hate this Corey in the desert segment.
Corey's in the desert and he
no, what is that?
Eaten.
What is that jelly that comes from cactus?
Prickly pear.
The prickly pear jelly, the prickly pear cactus jelly, I've had it. It's delicious. And I think, you know, people should eat, you should eat cactus if you get a chance.
It's called Nopoli.
New?
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, prickly pear cactus jelly.
Yeah, prickly pear cactus jelly. It's absolutely delicious because wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. Mm. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Now, this is this was a line that I was really looking for. Now, when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you pick the raw paw. Next time, beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. And you don't need to use the claw when you pick a bear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? That was beautiful on the delay.
Y'all are...
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
You want to know what's funny though, DA?
They'll come to you.
What's that?
Is he literally read that mine was all from memory?
Ooh, he's better.
No, I just, that's one of my favorite movies, and that's one of my favorite songs.
What movie is that?
That's Jungle Book.
And that's
that's the one with the little skinny native boy with the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, DA.
I've seen that.
And the reason why it's DTay's favorite movie is because I remind him of Baloo the bear.
Exactly. That's why he's Papa Bear.
And he is my Mowgli.
I can see that. And Mowgli's the little native boy.
Mowgli is the little Niglet native boy.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies was Indian in the Refrigerator.
You had an Indian in the refrigerator?
It was a movie. It was like a little mini Indian, and he would be in the fridge.
Oh, that's precious. Would he run around the prickly pear jelly?
Yeah, oh, he tried to overtake it.
Thank you for coughing right on the mic. Okay, that's the signal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a short show. Apologies. We apologize for this, but I'm not going to let the boys, they suffer through long enough. An hour is all I can get from them, even though DT actually did his full time. DA logged in 5 minutes before the show.
AK-47 said, night, guys. Feel better 15 minutes ago.
Thank you for giving us the time that she punched out earlier in the show, DA. Appreciate that so much.
No, after that, she said the good die young.
Even in your depleted condition, you can still muck it up.
I'm glad I'm here for you.
My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store. If you're planning on showing your support for Pride next month, please grab our coming soon Pride t-shirt. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch. Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, through your mask, tell them. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor,
what's good?
Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D, in absentia. I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people, fat. That's people me. Already know they're fat. He got that one. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.
AK-47 said, I'm still here.
Hi, AK. Bye, AK. We love you.